I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-Minute Reset. We're going to do something different today as we did on Ash Wednesday, because today is one of the most solemn days in the church history, and we're celebrating Good Friday. And Chris, why do we call it Good Friday?
Because this is the day that God won over death, where we see the depths of his amazing love for us, you know, and we see what he wants back from us, which is the gift of our lives back. You know, when someone shows you a gesture, that means they want something back from you. They give you a high five gesture. They want you to hit their hand, right? You go more intense and you get the gesture of a man asking, will you marry me? Well, he wants that woman's life back. I mean, that's the kind of gesture we have from God on the cross. He doesn't just want our religious observances. He wants our very lives. He gave us everything. And so often the response we give him is, yeah, hey, I'll give you a high five back for that. I'll show up for church every once in a while. No. We're not getting away with that. This is a big gesture.
And so today, for those listening on this very day, what are some of the best ways? I know people are like, this is so important, but life is going on around me. Some people are actually working and there's things going on around them. And much of the world does not celebrate this day in the secular world. What's a good way for Christians to honor and commemorate this day?
Yeah, I love it. Jesus, he gave up his life in the 3 o'clock hour. That's when he died. Set your alarm. Think about what God did for you at that time, 2,000 years ago. And just give him a minute to think about him on the cross. Think about him and meditate on this. I mean, really, and when I say give it a minute, I literally mean a minute. Just set a timer for 60 seconds. Think about him dying, bleeding on the cross, not to make yourself feel bad, but to feel the depth of his love, because he could have redeemed you any way. He could have snapped his fingers and set everything right and conquered sin and death. He chose this way for a reason. He chose this way to show you how far he'd go for you.
You know, one of the things I want to say is I've read some reports from doctors who said, because we say, oh, and he was crucified. And in the creed, you know, he's crucified, died, and was buried. The act of crucifixion was horrific.
Yeah. The Romans would mocked them and called it the dance of death, because they'd be writhing, nailed to the cross. I mean, this is the level that God went through for us. And not just to save us from sin, but to show us that when we're suffering and writhing, we're not alone. You know, when you want to say, God, where are you? He's right there next to you. He's redeeming everything it means to be human. He's going through death with you. He's going through suffering with you. So let's pray. Let's give our lives to the Lord who gave his life to us. And I encourage you to pull over for just a minute here. And I want you to think about Jesus on the cross looking at you with great love and asking for your life back. And maybe you prayed this kind of prayer a million times, or maybe you haven't. But what he wants back is your life. So let's pray a prayer giving him our very lives. Lord Jesus, you're the love I was born to find, and you hung on the cross to give me your heart and life, and you're asking for mine in return. And you've given me all the freedom to say no. I use my freedom to say yes. I surrender everything I am to you. I renounce Satan and sin and the spirit of despair and the lie that I'm unlovable and unredeemable. I forgive others, and I forgive myself of my worst sin, and I ask you to forgive me and forgive everyone who's ever hurt me. You are the Lord of the universe. Be the Lord of my life. I say yes to you. I say yes to what you did for me on that cross, and I thank you. Amen.
Amen.